Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, the show. This time, doing something different. Well, different, but the same ish from the past.
Okay, so since it's June, and it's basically even, like, it's even that halfway of June, we're just going to do, like, a half-year check-in.
Mid-year check-in.
That's the better term, dude.
Mid-year check-in for everyone.
Mid-year check-in. There we go. Okay. Yeah. So, you know what? I love this. You know what? Just throwing ideas out, like, on record, not even editing this shit out. I love that. Okay, anyway.
So we asked you, Leche fans, on our social media page, actually specifically on our Instagram, a very simple question. Well, it's simple when you ask it, but is the answer very simple? Not really. Are you happy?
Hard.
Right? That's what we asked. Are you happy? And we have your answers. We want you to remain anonymous. So we're not going to read exactly who read it because we didn't ask if you wanted to be revealed or not. Yeah. But we will read the answers here. Some of them are similar, so we won't double up. But we'll read the ones that are, I guess, more unique in their in their response. So we have one here that says, "Happy na sana, pero asko lang, dinelete ba talaga ni Rica yung fire/shit I like playlist niya? Did you delete it?"
No, I did not. It's still there. It's still named Shit I Like. And I actually added a couple of songs the past few weeks. So
Can't seem to find it, I'm guessing.
I don't know why, dude. Well, I'll look at the settings again, but I did add a couple more songs. I think I haven't added one of my recent favorites, which is Mainit by OJ River. OJ River is part of Bawal Clan. So he just uploaded a new song. I mean, he just put out a new song.
How many people are in Bawal Clan? We gotta
not
ask.
At this point, I'm actually not sure.
If you really want to know,
you should watch it's been like more than a year since they recorded that, but the Rappler live sessions, they actually went on there and had an interview and the full roster was there. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Do you have favorite buttons? RJT?
RJT for the win.
RJT.
Oh, I added a lot actually past few weeks. I added the one that we have on the RX playlist, which is SUKI Raven. And it's pretty cool because you know how there are some artists like Charlie Puth on TikTok. They just, you know, make a beat and ask people to make a song out of it.
To duet it.
And apparently that's what happened with Raven and SUKI. Rico Blanco made a beat and then they just, you know, collaborated out of TikTok.
Oh,
which is pretty cool. Nice. And then I put in Cutie Uy SM, which is really nice. Oh, I haven't added the one that I really like recently. I think it's called, I forgot. Anyway, and then Bloom For Me and then Life RJP, which is not a new song, but, you know, I just added it.
Speaking of Rico Blanco, we never really talked about it, but he's dating Maurice Racal now.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Which is really cool. Mm-hmm. Crush ko si Maurice Racal, dati pa eh. I think I said that before. Even when I was on Mix before, I would say, I remember I said it on like a show, like I was hosting a show and her fans are super like, you know, those really passionate fans. Like they would tweet me like, VJ JC, we heard you. I know something about Maris. La la la, something like that. Galing. She has diehard fans.
Pretty cool. Okay. So I remember the song that I want to add. I'm going to add it right now. It's called So What's Up. It's called So What's Up.
So What's
and
Up.
Then it's by Iho, H-I-J-O. Hindi ba ganun masabi niyo Iho?
H-I-J-O. Yes, Iho.
Yes, Iho, Kylo X, and Nib. And apparently they're also blowing up on TikTok.
Okay.
But I heard about this on the Bago Sara playlist of Spotify.
Nice.
Check that out.
Nice. All right, we have another answer here. Says yes. So yes, remember, are you happy? Mm-hmm. So yes, healing looks good in me. Healing looks good in me. What do you think that means? Huh? I mean, I get it.
It could be some form of breakup, not just like, you know, relationships, but something that you let go of. What's the question that I want to ask you?
Have I ever healed?
No, but did you let go of anything during this whole lockdown?
Yeah.
What?
My hygiene.
Stop it.
No, but in truth, that you, and I think a lot of people can relate to that. I don't know, but I'm sure you can as well. You realize that, like, how not important some things are and how much more important other things are. And it seems, and it's ironic, diba? Like, when pre-pandemic, we seem to take for granted all the stuff that was maybe just there all the time.
Yeah.
And we would worry too much about stuff that wasn't super necessary. I can't point out specifics right off the bat. I just know that I feel different now. And I feel like I would live life differently once things go back to, you know, masks and everyone's vaccinated. I think I would have a very different perspective in life that I probably wouldn't have had if we didn't have to go through this bullshit, man.
You know what, JC? I have my period. I'm about to cry. don't you dare make me cry. No, but you know what they say, right? Memento mori, we all die. And it gives you, like, you know, perspective on what you really want in life and what's most important in life. So, yeah.
Speaking of relationships, we have another answer. It says, medyo hindi. Medyo naguguluhan ako sa buhay pag-ibig ko.
Ooh, love life.
I've seen this, not just with this person who answered, but I've seen a lot of people, I think we discussed this before, Dibarik, that a lot of people have broken up during this pandemic. But on the other hand, a lot of people have gotten together with new people.
That's true. Okay, so just to let you guys know, for people who don't speak Tagalog, what he said was, I'm a little confused about my love life there. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think because I'm one of the people who let go of a relationship during this whole lockdown. And I think, I mean, I can't, you know, I can't generalize and I can't speak for other people who, you know, broke up with their significant others during the lockdown. But for me, it kind of, the whole lockdown kind of distracted me from the pain of having, you know, a failed relationship. Because, you know, I had like, you have loads of other things to worry about aside from that. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like what we talked about earlier before this.
Yeah.
And it gives you perspective on what's really important. Although I did grieve on the relationship that passed, but I don't know. I think I moved on a little faster than usual.
Mm-hmm.
Than what I experienced before, because, you know, you have all these things like, are you going to have work the next day? You know, are you going to get vaccinated? Are you going to get infected?
Money at the end of the year?
Exactly. I mean, yeah, I don't know if it's a little OA, but that's really what I felt.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. We have two similar answers. So I'll just read both of them. Are you happy? Oh, I know I could have more, but with what I have now, yes, I'm happy. And another one says, I can't say I'm happy, but more of okay and glad. And if you think about it, those are kind of similar answers. It's kind of a neutral, going through the motions answers. And I think I'm on the same page as well. Because if you ask me, are you happy, JC? You know, I'm happy that I'm safe. I'm happy that I'm, you know, I have food. I have money, enough money to last me. I have a job. But at the same time, it's hard to say that, like, I'm happy because, you know, you can't do a lot of stuff that you want to do. So I'm in that middle ground as well as these other people. There's actually, we had a lot of answers that were very similar. Like, one says, for the most part, yes. Mm-hmm. So it's, but there's always like that little, like hesitant to say just yes. There's always a but. No, I'm happy, but
But why do you think you have to have a butt? Because if you think about it, I'm just thinking out loud, okay? If you think about it, what is happiness? Because for some people out there, happiness is what you have right now.
Yeah.
Right? So why do you think you, yourself, why do you need a butt for you to say that you're happy?
I think it's just human instinct to kind of want more from your life than what you are currently have. And unfortunately, this pandemic restricts movement and restricts like not just movement, like it restricts a lot of things. Like it prevents you from doing things.
Yeah.
And I think that's why, because you know, the things that make people happy usually involve going out and maybe being in contact with people and traveling. You know, traveling is a big source of happiness and inspiration for people. And that was one of the things that was snatched away by COVID. Yeah, I guess that's why, you know, that's why there's always a but. Not always, but that's why usually people have a, you know, but I could have more, but I want more. And I don't think that's a bad thing. You know,
okay.
It's always good to want to reach for higher goals, better, you know, better whatever in the future. And I think that's just normal for people. Right?
Yeah, of course. Okay, we have another response here that says happiness is a state of mind. I'm not sure if that's, you know, his or her mantra, but that's also a nice reminder, right? Mm-hmm. And then another one of our Lecce fans says, grateful for everything, but not genuinely happy. Don't share my name. Okay.
That's what I was saying too. Like I'm grateful for everything I have, and most days I'm okay. But is it really like, I can't say that I'm genuinely happy every day, because it's a sad situation that we're in, and there's people getting sick still. And
I mean, you can't just fake it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you feel happy.
Yeah. But I am grateful, which makes you think like, do I feel ungrateful for not being happy? Sometimes I feel guilty about that. Right? You have everything that you need. I mean, everything that you need, all the essentials that you're alive and whatever, but you're still not happy. And there's people who are suffering and not having all the essentials, and you're still not happy. Sometimes I feel guilty about that. Really, I do. Like, it just feels enough off.
I don't think you have to feel guilty about that. I mean, I'm sure that some people will discount your unhappiness because they could say, now you have more than what I have. But if that's what you're feeling, right? I mean, you can't help it. Because you know what? To be honest, I kind of have that bad trait in me. Whenever I see especially really rich people / celebrities sharing that they're unhappy or, you know, they want something more or whatever, I feel like I don't have empathy for them. But then, alam mo yon, yung parang,
I'm so sorry.
Like, kunwari lang, Kim Kardashian, alam mo yon. Before, they would always be, you know, open about, you know, them being sad or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I would always feel bitter. Na parang, how could you be sad? You're so rich. You could literally buy happiness.
You actually could, I think.
But exactly. But, you know, just... I don't know if it's maturity, but I kind of understood, even if you have everything in the world, if you don't feel happy, then you can't really force it.
Yeah. Celebrities are human too, right? We have another one that says, I honestly don't know, Rika and JC. I can laugh like that with friends, for example, but at home I am empty. At home I feel empty. I am empty. And I think that's a relatable thought as well. Because we look at this. I mean, we laugh, right? You and me, we have a good time when we record and whatever. But at home, when I'm not talking to you or I'm not talking to anybody, I mean, I play video games. But if I wasn't doing anything, I feel alone, man. I haven't seen my family since, I saw them once during Christmas.
Yeah, the
holidays. And even going there, like, it felt like, was I wrong to even visit my Lola and whatever, even though we were socially distant? You know, it didn't feel like I was visiting with no restrictions or whatever. Yeah, man, it's a lonely time. But I haven't seen my mom in like a few years now. So it's rough, man.
You said you feel alone when you're, you know, at home, right?
Yeah.
But
alone.
Empty. But do you feel lonely?
Sometimes. Okay. Sometimes I do. But I think that's normal for anyone who lives alone. I think you, well, you actually, you live alone. So, I mean, you have Pepper, but
yeah.
But do you ever, I mean, but we were different. I mean, we're different. You and I actually probably not so much anymore. Cause after the pandemic, if someone asked me to go out, I'd be like, let's go out. But even pre-pandemic, you were always going out. You were always, you know, you would love to go to gigs and you would hang out with, you know, different people. Me, you know me, right? I hate going out. I hate going out. I never.
The few times I would have to drag you out of your condo and be like, no. I will force you to have fun with me.
Yeah,
I guess I'm not sure if I can acknowledge that I feel lonely these days, because I really am enjoying my alone time right now. And maybe mainly because I felt more alone when I was with someone before. Yeah. Maybe that's the reason why I'm enjoying my alone time right now. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. We have one that had a few actually that had very positive, resonating yeses. So one was yes with 3 exclamation points. One was very. So they are very happy. And one is yup, no doubt 3 times. So there are people who genuinely can, you know, are confident to say yes, I'm very happy right now, which is good to hear.
Did you read this one? This person says, depends, generally no. But when I sniff all my Victoria's Secret lotions and mists, I feel happy. You know what? I gotta get
little
that.
Thing. It is little things like that, man.
It kind of makes you forget, which begs the question, are you happy or are you distracted? Right? I'm sorry. And I mean, I'm not trying to burst your bubble, but you kind of have to think about it.
I mean, that's it's like retail therapy. Yeah. Not necessarily the lotion, but for me, like when I get new shit, you know, I play with it for like, man, it's cool.
Just
remember
like what you did before the podcast. New shit.
New shit.
You know what? I have a question though for for shit. Okay.
Okay.
Is it new shit or old shit? Because you already ate that thing. Is it? I think it's old shit. Dude.
It's old shit, man. Old shit. Every time you eat, the food that you're eating, that's the new shit.
That's the new shit, dude.
No, but like next. when I bought my smart lights and stuff, you know, I did little improvements to my home or got my condo repainted and whatnot. You know, it was a cool little, you know, getaway from thinking about other stuff. So yeah. I think I get that.
Dude, you had to call me like in the middle of the night.
Oh, also
look at my new lights. I know.
Oh, also another in that line as well. Someone said super happy. I just found out this June 3rd that I'm pregnant. Yay. So congratulations.
Congratulations. It's a baby.
Yes.
Do you see that one like reveal, gender reveal party? It's a baby.
Let's see. We have another one here. Wait, there's a... Oh, here. One that says, are you happy? The answer was, I even went idle. I quit my first job of 2 years. Now I don't know where my young career will go. I'm literally hopeless. I've been struggling since last quarter. I've been drained because of family problems, health, and myself. And we have another one also talking about family, says being the black sheep, kind of the black sheep of the family. So quarantining with them hasn't been easy. So family, you know, I can't speak on that, and because I don't have family that I'm with, but I swear, if I was quarantined with any family member, I feel like I wouldn't say I'd get sick of them, but I'd be like, you know, you can't leave the house and you're with them the whole time. It's going to be rough, man.
Yeah.
I think.
I think it's also the way we're built. Our minds are built. And in that sense, we're the same way. You know, we have our own routine and we have the things that we like to do every day. And I feel like that would get messed up if you do live with somebody, as an adult, especially, right? And then let's say you're living with family members or your parents, that would be really difficult. But then again, sometimes somebody actually made me realize, because their family is broken up. And then they would always tell me, And sometimes I would actually really feel bad after them telling me that. They would tell me, you're so lucky that, you know, you have your parents in one house and you don't want to live with them. And I'm like, it made me question a little bit myself. It made me question myself a little bit. About, am I such a horrible person for not wanting to live with my parents?
I get that in this, not the way that I don't want to live with my mom or my stepdad.
For I them. Mean, I'm not, I, it's not that I don't want to live with them, but
I don't want to live with them.
I mean, I just choose to live by myself.
Yeah, I like living on my own a lot better. But I feel a certain similarity in that regards to, am I a good son? Like, am I, could I be a better son? Cause I don't really call my mom all the time. And I know I could, and I know I could message. I don't know why I don't do it. I don't know.
We should remind each other that, you know what, JC, call your mom today.
Call Tita Lita.
Call Tita Lita just this week, anytime this week. And then you should also remind me to call my parents during the week. I should. Yeah. One more.
Yeah, one more. We have one. This one related to work, not work. Oh yeah, routine. So the last one is not really. Every day feels like a routine. Pa ulit ulit nangyayari. Mm. Sleep, work, sleep, work, sleep, work. Yes, that's the one I really kind of feel the most from the answers that we got. Because it's June 16, right? And if you ask me what I did in May and April and March and February, I could tell you because it's what I've been doing this whole month. I get it. It's the same every day, almost. I mean, besides the occasional racket and the occasional buying of a new smart light or I guess in the other cases of leche, in the case of maybe getting some new lotions or watching a new TV show, everything after you take all that away, the heart of the matter is we are doing, a lot of us, now I don't want to generalize, but a lot of us are doing the same thing, ulit ulit, and it's a routine.
And that's the thing, even if, let's say, your friends tell you to switch things up or whatever, it's easier said than done, right? So we feel for you, of course. Yeah. Hopefully, if you do feel like you're in a rut, you're stuck in a routine, hopefully you get to do something about it, even just for a little bit, then we would be celebrating with you.
Yeah. So, the mid-year check-in that we decided to do this because I think it's important to know that we all experience a different range of emotions. But sometimes during this pandemic, the last year and a half, you might feel like you're the only one feeling this way. But as you can see, or as you can hear in this case, you're not, right? We all kind of, even Rika and I go through the same stuff. And, we've gotten a lot of people who message us who say like, I wish I was living your life and whatever. And, we appreciate that because I like my life a lot. But we also experience a lot of stuff.
So
it's not all rainbows and sunshine.
Yeah, of course. So do you want to answer the question? Are you happy?
Am I happy? I would say for the most part, yes, I am. I'm happy because, like I mentioned it earlier, I have a job. I've been getting more racket lately. Mm-hmm. Hala Hala has been doing well. We have inquiries for new sponsors, I think, that are going to come into fruition soon, sana.
Ooh.
Yeah, right. So I'm hoping, I feel like it's just maybe life is moving a little slower than what I want it to. And there's a lot of things that are still on hold now because of the pandemic. But I'm confident that I can make shit happen moving forward. So that's why I guess I would say I'm more happy than I am sad, but I do get sad.
I'm rooting for you, dude.
Thanks, man.
For me, am I happy? You know what? I was thinking about it last week because last week was a really hard week for me, not just because, I was PMSing and that can't be my excuse every time I feel sad, okay? It's just that I feel sad sometimes. So last week was really a rough week for me. But then you know, every time I try to pick myself off, dust myself off by thinking about this, I remember in high school, my ultimate dream was to have a place of my own. I can buy my own shit. I can go wherever I want. Mm-hmm. And that's the life that I'm living today. Yeah. Even if it's not the great, like it's not, wow, boom, boom, pow. It's, I was dreaming about that when I was in high school. And that made me really thankful. And that kind of made me happy too. That dude, when you were in high school, you were just dreaming about it during algebra class. Yeah. And now you're here. You can buy BTS merch. So be happy, dude. Maybe. So that was one of my, you know, ways to make myself feel a little happier. So I can say yes.
Yeah. On that train of thought too. I remember growing up and wanting to yun nga, wake up at any, like I didn't want to have to wake up early. Yeah. I mean, sorry, you have to wake up early for your show, right?
But, way to rub it in my face, man.
But me, like I can sleep anytime. Yeah. If I wanted to go out, pre-pandemic, I could go out. Like if I wanted to just go out, get a drink, I could drink a lot and come home and sleep and then wake up, have a cool job. Man, I think it's a really cool job. Yeah, like I get it. Like I live what I would say is my dream. Yeah, I mean,
right?
Yeah, it's a dream. So in that
sense. So yeah, hopefully this helps, you know, with processing everything, especially it's, you know, half of the year. And I know a lot of people feel a little pressure when it comes to half of the year because mapapaisip ka na parang, where am I now?
Dude, I'm gonna be 31 this year.
31, dude!
What the fuck, bro?
What the fuck?
And I was supposed to do cool shit when I turned 30.
Dude, you know what? Ito, alalahanin mo to, okay? May kasabihan sa Tagalog na yeah. Hindi ka papatay. As long as hindi ka papatay, marami ka pang pwedeng gawin.
Yeah, and then I look at my, like, if I have a hosting this weekend, and we took like, I hate taking photos, right? Like, mm-hmm. You know this, I hate taking photos. So we had to take like a photo for yung, you know, host photo. And I look at the photo and I'm looking at myself. I'm like, holy fuck, I look old. I know people say you look, you know, you don't look 30, but I see it, man. I'm like, man, I used to think that I would always look like I was 20.
Di kaya, baby face na kaya.
I know, but you know what I mean? It's just like, holy shit, this is actually the reality of life, that you're just going to get old.
Bro, I'm getting old, man. Don't
it
you
sucks.
Worry.
It fucking sucks, bro. It's, oh my God. It's just, it's like, that's like the hardest reality for me to accept that I, you know, that I'm getting older and that I'm running out of time to, I mean, I know there's a lot of, I'm still on, you know, I have more life to live than I'll probably statistically will live longer than I've already lived the first 30 years. I'll probably live more years than that, but it just feels like there's time is ticking faster, man, you know?
Yeah, but I know this can be like internalized fear. But of course, like I said, dude, I'm rooting for you. We're all rooting for you.
Thanks, man. So
hopefully in the next few months, even just the first step of, you know, getting almost everybody vaccinated.
Yeah.
It would make me feel so much better too. Mm-hmm. Right?
We're almost there, man.
Almost there. Almost.
Hopefully
there.
By next year, we are all clear.
Why is it so fucking hard for me to get a schedule? What the fuck? Okay. Anyway, like we said, hopefully this helps. And if you do want to talk to a professional, of course, you can always do that. No judgments here. And talk to somebody you trust, your friends, your family. Just a quick check in with them. So, yeah.
Take care of yourselves. Mix 23 is out. And next week, we'll be back to Mix 24 as well as another Lechica. We'll answer your guys' questions.
What?
Send us emails, you know, the Leche fan mail. I know we have one in stock right now. So if you want to send more, we'll definitely read those on the next one. Mm-hmm. But that's it, man.
At the Halo Halo Show.
Yeah, everywhere.
And the Halo Halo Show at gmail.com. Merch is still available. Yeah, and follow us. Yes, follow us on Spotify.
Please do. That's it. Extra song. Alalishi.
Bye.
Bye 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 bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.